My dear, let nothing trouble thy heart, for here I am returned again in order to cure that killing smart of which thou so often didst complain. 'Tis true I was banished from my love, which was a torment and grief to me, yet now I will ever loyal prove, so long as I have my liberty. As I am thy true shall thee offend, so long as I do alive remain. In kisses and sweet embraces still, our minutes will freely pass away, as void of the thoughts of lambs that do sport and play. Thy wishes at length are come to pass, my chamber and all I have is thine. I never did see a sweeter lass. Thy beauty has won the heart of mine. By wandering shady groves about, expressing true sorrow, grief, and care, thy wandering heart hath found me out. Now I'm thy captive, charming fair. 'Tis true thou saidst thou searchest love as light as the wind that blew from tree to tree, but thy former wrongs I now will right, and will live in love and loyalty. Love, dry up thy flowing tears, he cried, and bid all thy sorrows and cares anew. Thou fortune a while did us divide, yet I'll love none in the world but you. The whistling winds did soon convey thy scornful sighs and groans to me, and therefore I made no more delay, but readily came my love to thee. And now in the circuit of mine arms, the former delights thou still shalt find, for viewing thy youthful pleasing charms, young Phaon he cannot prove unkind. I pitied thy bitter sighs and cries, and sorrowful groans that filled my ears. My senses were struck with a strange surprise, and straightways my eyes did flow with tears. Such killing torments I then did feel, conceal, to hear thee taking thy last farewell. And now, my sweet Cynthia,